Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with a wonderful story from Andartiana entitled Odd Tidings from the Bear Tavern, a Courthouse. Background music by Smart Sound. Chapter 1. Familiar, Fairly, Forks. Beer and banter, bears they be, a peaceful world for all to see. A courthouse grand for laws to teach, erected now in Baron's Reach. They, the magisters of lawful sight, call out the failures with voice of might. Sentence villains for justice, please, for law is fact-based, not endless pleas. A loud knock on the door to Dr. Zazra's bedchambers shook her awake out of a deep sleep. Dr. Zazra's yawned for a moment. Who could possibly be knocking at this hour of day? The pub of extraordinary thoughts was always open to allow scholars to read and drink, but Dr. Zazra's private chambers were always off limits. Dr. Zazra's yawned once more and said, "Who is it?"
"Begging your pardon, Governor, but a notice from the courthouse of Baron's Reach has arrived for you. I thought it might be important, so I brought it right up,"
said Glenda, the barkeep, who kept the pub running while Dr. Zazra's was away.
"Very good, Glenda. Please place it on my powder table. I will come and take a look," Dr. Zazra's said. "Yes, Governor,"
said Glenda, who placed the notice on Dr. Zazra's powder table, then walked down to the bar. Dr. Zazra's slowly got up out of bed and walked out to her dressing room. The cold stone floor felt oddly refreshing on her feet as she walked. She enjoyed carpets on the floor as well, but there was something special about feeling the smooth, natural stone on her feet. Dr. Zazra's opened up her wardrobe and began pulling on her clothes. Depending on the message, she might have to change them again, but for now, she put on her normal daily wear clothes. Dr. Zazra's walked over to her powder table and picked up the letter Glenda had left for her. It was addressed simply with Governor Andartiana Zazra's on the cover. The paper was, however, very ornate, with a golden bear paw seal on the back. Dr. Zazra's had visited Baron's Reach on many occasions while travelling, so she was familiar with the people of that city. She opened the letter and began to read it.
"Most Honourable Governor Andartiana Zazra's, you have been nominated by the votes of your peers to become a magistrate of the courthouse of Baron's Reach. If you accept this nomination, we invite you to visit Baron's Reach to begin the confirmation hearings, where a group of distinguished leaders from across Novia will evaluate the core of who you are and your abilities to judge fairly and impartially as a magistrate. Please address replies to the clerk of the courthouse of Baron's Reach. Signed, Asta Cerberus, clerk of the courthouse of Baron's Reach." Dr. Zazra's rolled up the note after reading it once more through. It occurred to her that it was very peculiar that a courthouse had been constructed in Baron's Reach. She had visited the courthouse on a few occasions while travelling the area. What was interesting was that the entire city of Baron's Reach had been built around the camaraderie of the Bear Tavern, which is at the heart of the city. That the tavern had spawned a courthouse would take some research for historical context for Dr. Zazra's to understand its creation. Dr. Zazra's wrote an acceptance letter, then waved her arm and summoned Fawkes. The Phoenix stared up at Dr. Zazra's with reproachful eyes.
"Don't look at me with complaining eyes. I sealed the letter in a fireproof container," Dr. Zazra's said.
Fawkes squawked loudly and looked at the floor.
"Yes, I know it's far and covered with snow. I'm sure you can fly over the mountains north and catch a downdraft into Baron's Reach. I will head out shortly thereafter and meet you in the city," Dr. Zazra's said.
Fawkes bowed his head, and Dr. Zazra's handed the fireproof letter container to his outstretched talon. Fawkes then shuffled down the hall and flew out a door. Chapter 2. Courthouse, Chuckled, Clark. A short while after Fawkes had left, Dr. Zazarus gathered the needed supplies for the short trek to the mountain fortress of Baron's Reach. She was eager to receive more information about the process of selecting magistrates and the creation of a more unified law system across Novia. Dr. Zazarus could have waited for a reply from the court to be returned before leaving for Baron's Reach, but since she preferred to be out travelling rather than ruminating within her city's walls, she left Verat Chaos and headed north. Baron's Reach was not a long journey from Verat Chaos. A winding path north of central Brittany led up to the mountain stronghold. Halfway to the city, Fawkes flew down and landed next to Dr. Zazarys. He held out a talon with a scroll held in it.
"Excellent work, Fawkes. That was faster than even I thought you could make it. Would you like a fire field to relax in while I read the letter?" Dr. Zazarys asked.
Fawkes cooed happily and flew over to a nearby rock. Dr. Zazarys cast fire field, and the circle of fire surrounded Fawkes, who then relaxed and nestled down to the rock for a nap. Dr. Zazarys opened up the fireproof scroll case and read the enclosed letter.
"Most Honourable Governor Andartiana Zazarys, we are pleased that you have accepted the nomination to the courthouse at Baron's Reach. At your earliest convenience, you may travel to Baron's Reach, and we can begin the process. Signed, Asta Cerberus, Clerk of the Courthouse of Baron's Reach."
"Thank you, Fawkes. It looks like I'll be heading on my way. You may follow, if inclined, or return to Verat Chaos," Dr. Zazarys said.
Fawkes opened one eye, then closed it, and went back to warming himself by the fire.
"Or you can just sit at the fire field until it goes out," Dr. Zazarys chuckled.
Dr. Zazarys continued her trek north. After about 10 minutes, Fawkes came into view overhead, circling in the distance. As Dr. Zazarys climbed the hills outside of Baron's Reach, she could see that Fawkes was waiting on the walls of the city. Dr. Zazarys finished climbing the hill and entered the gates of Baron's Reach. White snow was falling around, which seemed to continuously blanket the city in frost. As she neared the Bear Tavern, Dr. Zazarys saw Clark waiting by the entrance.
"Greetings, Clark. I don't normally see you outside the courthouse. Are you still clerking for the court?" Dr. Zazarys asked.
"Governor Zazarys, you are exactly the person I was looking to see," Clark said.
"Oh, do tell," Dr. Zazarys said.
"I was asked by Asta Cerberus to wait for your arrival and direct you to your interview," Clark said.
"Thank you, Clark. I appreciate you waiting for me," Dr. Zazarys replied.
"Your meeting will be held in the courthouse on the second floor in Meeting Room A, which is on the left side. The people who will be reviewing you will be wearing masks to conceal their identities so that the judgment will be more impartial," Clark said.
"Thank you, Clark. Is there any other information I need to know?" Dr. Zazarys said.
"I do not believe so. I will walk you to the courthouse, and then Asta Cerberus will take you into the room. He is not one of the people grading you. However, he is the clerk who is overseeing the proceedings," Clark said.
"Excellent. Lead the way, Clark," Dr. Zazarys said.
Clark led the way out of the central city off to the north, to where the courthouse was located. He did not talk, but simply walked in silence. When they got to the front of the courthouse, Clark directed Dr. Zazarys to enter the building, as he would be attending to other nominees who were travelling to the city as well. Dr. Zazarys thanked Clark and entered the courthouse. Chapter 3. Inviting, immediately, intimidating. Dr. Zazarys entered the courthouse and, as always, found the entrance hall to be grand and inviting. Astor Cerberus was waiting at the front desk.
Governor Zazariz, welcome to the courthouse at Baron's Reach. I am Astor Cerberus, and it is my pleasure to help with the nomination process. The Council of Nobility and leaders of Novia are waiting in the room upstairs. They will be asking you a series of questions. They will not reply directly to you, but will listen to your answers and then ask follow-up scenarios. Once this process is completed, the leaders selecting the magistrates of the courthouse of Baron's Reach will grade you and other nominated applicants and decide who is worthy to become a magister of the courthouse of Baron's Reach, Astor Cerberus said.
Thank you, Astor. Is this something we can start immediately, or do I need to wait for another applicant to complete? Dr. Zazariz asked.
The reviewers are not currently with an application, so they may see you immediately if you are ready, Astor Cerberus said.
I am ready. Please lead the way, Dr. Zazariz said.
Astor led Dr. Zazariz up to the second floor. He then had her wait in the hall outside the meeting room while he went through the door into the room. Through the door, Dr. Zazariz could hear muffled voices talking to each other. She waited patiently, and in about 5 minutes, Astor returned to the hall.
The reviewers are ready for you. There are several of them sitting around the room. As Clark should have told you, their identities have been concealed so that they receive no pressure in the choice they are about to make. You will be asked a series of questions. There are no wrong answers, so answer as truthfully and thoughtfully as you can. When you are ready, simply walk through the door and take a seat, Astor Cerberus said.
Thank you, Astor, Dr. Zazariz said.
Dr. Zazariz walked toward the meeting room door. She was not nervous at all. Having faced dragons and demons, a room full of bureaucrats was not at all intimidating. The room was not particularly large. A round table was on the right side, and the various leaders were in chairs around it. There was a blue chair by the fire. Dr. Zazariz walked over to the chair and took a seat. The people around the table all turned towards her.
Greetings, Governor Zazariz. We have heard many wonderful things about you. We are so glad that you accepted the nomination to be considered for a position as a magistrate. We will begin this interview process by asking you some questions. If you are ready, you can begin, one of the reviewers said.
Thank you. And thank you to all the reviewers who are helping in this process. You may proceed with the questions, Dr. Zazariz said.
A woman's voice chimed in from one of the reviewers.
We are going to begin by telling you a scenario and then asking you questions about it. This is the first scenario. It is your day to take the bench, and a new case is to be heard this morning. As you are reading over the documents, you hear the door open as the claimants begin to enter the courtroom. First is the defendant, Dinzu, of the Moongate Travellers. You have heard of him as an upstanding citizen of New Britannia, always looking out for others and putting every effort in to help whenever and whomever they may, newcomer and old alike. Next, to enter the courtroom is the plaintiff, Baron Drokus F. of Rat's Nest. He is also known throughout the land, but you have heard of him in other circles for quite a different reason. He's outspoken, to the point that some see him as argumentative and taking pleasure in causing disruption. Reading over the case, as you prepare to hear arguments, you have questions of legitimacy flooding your mind. The charge is as follows. Baron Drokus has charged Dinsu with biting him in an attempt to eat him. As everyone rises to be sworn in, you take your seat.
One of the other reviewers then chimed in. Now that you have heard the scenario, Here are the questions we would like you to answer. How do you feel about seeing these two enter your courtroom? And whom do you rule in favor of? And why? Dr. Zazaris thought for a moment and then replied, "On the first question, I have no specific prejudices towards either party. Regardless of how good or bad a person seems to society as a whole, the facts of the case are the only things that matter. I would need to look for motive, such as what caused the defendant to bite the plaintiff. Were there mitigating circumstances? What is the law regarding biting and eating a person? The only reason I would question legitimacy would be if an action is not against the law, does not have evidence to support the charges, or does not have standing to sue, as in a third-party person who was not involved. In these cases, the defendant could move for a dismissal, and I would agree. On the second question, with the limited information that has been provided, I could not rule for either party. I would need a lot more details. Being a magistrate, you can't really assume anything. I can't assume that biting is against the law in a specific area. It is entirely possible the parties were engaged in an open combat situation where biting would be acceptable. Likewise, the charge of cannibalism is also not illegal everywhere. There are cultures where eating dead relatives is considered an honour for both the dead and the living as they become part of each other."
Thank you, Governor Zazaris, for answering our questions. We will review your answers over the next few days, and if you are selected to continue the interview process, we will summon you again. You may wait in rooms provided in Baron's Reach, one of the reviewers said.
"Thank you for your time. I look forward to hearing from you," Dr. Zazaris said.
Echoes from the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Tekel. Also brought to you by Avatars Radio. To support Avatars Radio, visit their page at avatarsradio.com and click the Patreon button. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.